Bite, bite, bite. Chew, chew, chew. Bite what you chew with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
And, am I on? Is this thing on?
Of course you're on.
Yeah. Is this thing on?
I can hear you.
I can't hear me. I'm going to get more caffeine.
Okay.
It's that time of the show. Welcome back to the Computer Corner, by the way. It's Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, and Chad Pyle. I don't want to overuse it.
No. We got to save it for an unexpected time.
Chatty boy. Sounds
Are you thinking what
Irish.
I'm thinking about? A good time to use it?
Oh, yeah. Hey, chatty boy.
Laddie boy.
I'm sorry. You were saying?
I said, are you thinking what I'm thinking? I've got an opportune moment for us to use chatty boy when it might be most effective.
No, I'm trying to concentrate on providing a quality radio show to the folks that are.
Oh, we're back. No, we're back on the air. Look at that.
And the quality continues with the announcement of the saddest data loss story. Do we have a timpani? Do we have a drum roll? Do we have something?
How about this?
How about the bowling crash?
Oh, here we go.
Oh, that's not bad.
This is thanks to Russ. We have fanfare.
the fanfare for the saddest data loss story. And the winner of our data vault, which includes the installation, configuration, first full backup, sets the scheduler, and not if but when this gentleman's next hard drive crashes, he would simply bring the data vault and the crashed unit back into any data doctor's location, pay for a new hard drive only, and voila, we can put it back to the way it was. The beauty of the data vault.
So the cost of the setup and the cost of recovering from the disaster.
It's all built in.
It's all rolled in.
It's all part of it.
But for Ben, the cost is nothing.
And our winner is Ben Blumgren, who has... I'm going to choke up while I'm reading it, because this touched me where
I've got special music for during the reading of the sad email. Hang on.
Right.
Let me find it. You can vamp a little.
Ben... There it is. Ben writes, finals week loomed large on the horizon. I had three enormous tests on my laptop. Over time, the battery decided to function less and less. One day, I went to print the exams. I turned on the machine, and it clicked wickedly at me. Anybody that's been there knows what that means.
Clicked wickedly?
Yeah, because the computer's not supposed to click normally.
Evil, bad computer.
It would not hear my command. I can only imagine the commands. They probably started out being pretty tame and became much less tame. My teachers told me that I would receive 0% on all of them if I did not print them out that day. And I knew that would kill my grade. I begged and pleaded for mercy many times throughout the day, but they would not relent. I failed that semester because my laptop battery died and, more importantly, his hard drive clicked away wickedly. And this is the saddest part of all, this last line. I had not known about data backup.
Oh, no.
And with that, Ben, you are the winner. You clearly need the most help. Or at least you did back then. You
laughed, we cried.
Yes.
It's a good story.
So, Ben, we're going to contact you with the information on how you can redeem this. You will bring the machine of your choice into one of our facilities that we arrange with you, and we will, no charge, install our data vault, configure it, get you all backed up. So we'll tell you what that's all about.
There is a processing fee.
No, there's not.
No.
Oh, okay.
There's
nice,
no fee.
Nice try there, Chad. Chatty boy.
Way to go, Mr. Grinch.
Hey, you know,
there's always a processing fee.
Alice, if you're listening, you were a close second.
You were a close second.
I did like the way she ended her story, and I'll just read that end. And so, dear reader, such is my tale of woe, a dark, dark time of data loss with one silver lining. The discovery of your great show.
Yes, she as a result of needing data recovery services, learned of us through our website, and ever since she claims she's been a fan. Either that or she was sucking up trying to win a data vault.
Yeah.
Well, I did say buttering up might help.
Well, it didn't. Because Ben said, I had not known about data backup. That was the thing that... There are children in India that will never...
If we could,
verklempt, talk amongst yourselves.
If we could do one thing with this show, we would unite the world in knowing and living the fact that data backup exists. It would be our kinder, gentler contribution to
society. Let's be kindler to somebody that's been waiting forever on the phone there and see if we can help them. Lee, please help us.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing great. Are you on a speakerphone?
I'm going to take you off.
Yes, please.
If I can. Hold on.
We don't put you on speakerphone.
Hey,
thanks.
So, you know.
I appreciate that.
Oh, much better. Hey,
but it's easier to wait for you that
way. No, absolutely. Do you have do you have somebody listening that might want to hear what you want for the holidays in the way of a gadget?
No.
No? You're all good?
I'm great.
Yeah, now you got plenty. Now you got to figure out how to make them all work.
I got to figure out how to use them.
All right. What's going on with Lee's computer?
Lee's computer. I have a state-of-the-art computer system, an XP.
As far as you know, right?
As far as I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, as far as I thought. It's working great.
Okay.
It's a Sony.
Yeah.
And I bought everything was fine until I bought a new monitor for it, which is a Sony also, flat screen monitor.
Okay.
And I can go into properties, and I can change the font and all that on the things that come up on properties, but certain things don't come up. And fonts that I can't change are the letters are green. And not only are they green, but they're all very, very soft.
Okay, now this is on everything or certain places?
Certain places. For example, I use QuickBooks in my business. When I go to reconcile my QuickBooks account, when I highlight the type of, let's say I highlight the expenses at American Express, it highlights it in black, but the letters are green and faded underneath.
Well, is that because there's a positive balance in that account, perhaps?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, right this minute there is, but I have a feeling it might change soon.
Do you know how to get to a command prompt?
What do you mean a command prompt?
Well, if you click on start and then run, are you in front of your computer?
Yep, I'm doing it right now.
Click on run.
Mm-hmm.
You said Windows XP, right?
Right.
Type in CMD and hit enter.
CMD.
For command.
Right.
That should open up a black window with hopefully white text.
It does.
It's not green text, right?
No, it's white.
Okay. So I wanted to double check. One of the things that can happen that can cause crazy color things to occur when you buy a new monitor and plug it in is while you're plugging it in, one of the 15 pins that are on the connector gets bent.
I see.
And so depending upon, but that would be all the time. In fact,
yeah.
You'd be green because there were other colors that were always absent.
Well, yeah, and it's also, for example, if I print something if I get an email, the person that sends me the email, his letters are green, and I printed some artwork yesterday with some writing on it, and that was green. So,
are you sure you're not looking at the world through rose-colored glasses?
I think I must be.
I think maybe there's a color.
Wait a minute. So printouts are green also?
Not always, but on this one, when I did it on this particular one, there was some green lettering.
The green actually printed on the page?
Yep.
Okay, so now you need clergy.
So just for fun here, something I want you to try is go out to any free place on the desktop. So either close everything that's open or minimize it. Out in the middle of that big blank space that might have a picture or not, right-click and go down to Properties.
Okay.
And it should come up with Display Properties.
Right.
We're going to go to the Appearance tab,
right?
And under Color Scheme, let's just choose from that drop-down list something that says Default, and then in parentheses the word Blue.
Okay.
And then click on Apply and OK, and it might take a few seconds, and then it'll kind of flash.
It'll say, please wait.
And what we've done, basically, is we set all the colors that Windows would display in back to their default settings, and we did it all in one foul swoop rather than trying to play with individual settings all over the place.
Okay.
You also have the Themes tab.
Mm-hmm.
If you click on that and it says Windows and Buttons,
mm-hmm.
Which one
Windows
is
Windows and Buttons?
Yeah, kind of towards the middle of the themes. I'm sorry,
we're still on the Display Properties.
No. I was looking at Appearance.
On the Appearance tab.
Click on the Themes tab.
I am on Themes.
Where it says the theme, does it say Custom Modified, or does it say just Custom, or does it say Windows XP?
It doesn't. It says Active Window, Window Text. It says Windows Classic Modified.
Okay, so that means it's been changed, so you can change it back to Windows Classic by choosing Windows Classic.
Is that what I want to do?
That'll put it back to the way it should be from the factory.
Okay.
Well, Windows XP would be from the factory, quote-unquote.
Right, but he's in Classic mode now.
Yeah.
I think I'm in Windows XP mode. No, I'm in Windows Classic mode, right.
You know how I knew you were in Windows Classic?
Because you told me.
Because it said Windows Classic Modified. I'm sharp as a marble today, aren't I? This is no caffeine, Chad.
Okay.
Yeah, and then click on Apply.
All right.
So try those kinds of things. Put everything back to factory settings to see if that green goes away. And if not, you still have your old monitor?
Yes.
Okay. The thing that kind of throws me, though, is that your... You said Windows XP, right?
Right.
When you start to get green on the screen and then it translates to green on your print, you know, when you're outputting on the printer.
Yeah, that pretty much has nothing to do with the monitor.
Try putting the old monitor back and see if it goes away or if it's there. What you need to do is figure out, did it actually change when the monitor changed, or is there something just completely unrelated that was coincidental?
And if we're really lucky, the things that we just suggested that we walked you through fix the problem right there, and we don't even have to worry about anything else.
I don't know how any of what we just told him to do is going to change the output, though, when he prints in green.
Well, let me try.
All right.
Thank you very much.
You bet, Lee. Thank you, and have a happy holiday, and hopefully that did work.
Thank you so much.
All right, take care. But keep in mind, folks, you buy a new monitor, don't get in such a hurry to plug the thing in, you just jam the thing on there, because we hear that all the time. I got this new monitor, and it looks horrible.
Take your time.
Those little pins
are
really fragile. And guess what? If you bend it bad enough, it's really expensive to replace that connector.
Mm-hmm.
So take your time. There's a right way and there's a wrong way. If you try to force it on the wrong way, that's when those pins get bent.
Yeah.
Be kind. Don't. No, I'm just.
You were looking for a rhyme
there.
We're going to go find a rhyme during the break.
Give me a break.
When we come back, we got Kathy up first, who has... She's in the market for a new computer. This is the best time of year to be in the market for a new computer because the deals are out there waiting for you. We're going to tell you how to not get taken.
Hey, and if Ben's out there and you're listening, Ben, call into the contest line so we can, you know, we can tell you on the air live and stuff.
Yeah?
260-WINS, 260-9467. That's 602. We want to hear from Ben. He won.
We'll be back right after this short break.
Listen.